you know, more about the candlelit reading. So I come back so excited, you know, ready to really just seize the day and get rid of my curse. And mind you, I wasn't that stupid. Like, I really didn't think that this candlelit reading was going to get rid of my alleged curse. I won't get into the curse details, but I've been hearing mumblings from other people that they believe I was cursed. So I was sort of, you know, it was in my head of like, I am cursed. I need to get rid of the curse. So naturally I was like, here, lady, is my $120. And so I get there for the second time and she is late, extremely late, which is fine. I'm like, you know what? I mean, anything to like lift the curse, right? And so I go into the, I guess, like the back room with her, and she's like, well, I did the reading. I was like, I paid for the theatrics. I paid for the, like, moving around of the hand, the closing of the eyes, the crystals. I paid for the experience. I paid for the show. I got none of that. And I will forever, forever be salty about that. I did not get the experience I paid for. You know, if I sat there and she did some sort of like something on me, you know, patting my head, doing something, I wouldn't be this peeved. You know what? I handed over the money, right? That's on me. But she could have at least given me an experience. And I got none of that. She told me that she did the candlelit reading at home. In her home, and she told me the curse was going to be lifted. And this is where the whole moon ritual manifestation thing comes in. She told me to get a mason jar, fill it halfway with water, spit in it, put it under my bed for, she did not specify how many days. She just said, put it under your bed with the spit and throw it into the ocean after, and that will sort of fully cleanse you of this curse. I can't even tell you how just disappointed I was in myself. I was so disappointed. I had really just given a whole paycheck's worth for this reading, and the second candlelit reading didn't even take 10 minutes. Barely 10 minutes. She was so late. I swear she was hungover. I swear to you. Oh my God. It was just such an experience. I can't even, oh my God. I can't even like begin to, wow. So yeah, I mean, I never did the mason jar thing with the water and the spit. You know, maybe my quarantine would be going considerably better if I wasn't still cursed. Oh, I forgot to mention the best part. The very end, she was like, well, your curse is lifted after you do the whole spitting in the mason jar thing. I was like, okay, thank you. I was so upset at myself. I wasn't even upset at her. That's her grind, you know, and I respect that. But she tells me your heart chakra is blocked. You will not fall in love or be in a healthy relationship for 7 to 9 years. So far, she is not wrong. Okay. So I can't really speak on that. Again, it's only been a year. So I guess there's eight more years at most that I'm going to be living with the blocked heart chakras. She said, you're living with blocked heart chakras. Pay me $320 more and I will unblock your chakras. At this point, I was just so over it. Like, it was, this all sounds fake, but it happened. It happened in some of your neighborhoods. So it's just really, it's a block away. please don't fall for the scam like I did. You know, maybe she's a great psychic. I don't really know. All I know is that I was a fool, and she could smell that. She was also quite homophobic, but we will leave that for another day. Anyway, so that was my long spiel about just beware where you put your money, kids, please. Anyways, the next song I'm going to be playing for you is Mountains by Charlotte Day Wilson, Mountain Angel by Maya Ray, Little Fly by Esperanza Spalding, and Heads or Tails by Winona Forever.
got nothing, nothing to fear. No, not here. Where everyone's fearsome, she takes. Is an endless sea. Forgetting human misery. But there she stands, a sentinel.
FemConquest, CJSF's first program devoted entirely to playing FemCon. Short for female content, FemCon is music written, composed, and or performed by primarily female-identified people. FemConquest aims to bring attention to women in music who are often underrepresented in all music genres. FemConquest every Friday from 2 to 3 p.m.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we broadcast in the unceded ancestral territories of the Coast Salish peoples, the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kwikwetlem. We stream online at cjsf.ca, and if you liked my show today, you will probably like my show next week. Same time, 3 to 4 p.m., same place, cjsf.ca, 90.1 FM. I really can't even talk anymore. Yeah, everyone, it's been a ride. I have something big planned for next week. I would like to talk about Ahmed Arbery and his tragic story. I don't have enough time today, unfortunately, to talk about that, but I didn't think that it would be respectful to jam it into like a 2-minute segment. And I would like to talk about it next week. Try my best to bring awareness to it if, you know, some people maybe haven't heard about it. I urge you to read. His name is Ahmed Arbery. It is a tragic story, but I think it's a story that needs to be heard. The show today was an interesting one. It was talked about manifesting, talked about my psychic experiences. I talked about, what else did I talk about? I don't even know anymore. I think I'm really just losing my marbles. What else? And I really want sushi so badly. I don't think any of you care. I want sushi so badly. And hopefully next week when I talk to you all, I will have had my sushi and I will be happy. The next song I will be playing for you is called Jaded by Miss White, and I hope to see you all next week.
Yes, I was born amidst the roses and their thorns, for which I face a curse that I cannot erase. Exclusive, then why are we doing this so bad? been so jaded, it's so overrated, but maybe we needed that. Oh, any other day, in my normal way, you would be the last thing on my mind. But right now I know I need a change. I've been so jaded, jaded, any other day. Into my home, I need to have all this green.